Before, there were YouTube videos telling you how to do everything. There were bookstores. Now, you know, books only work if you open them. There was a person who came to a bookstore and said to the clerk, "Can you help me find the self-help section?" And the clerk said, "No, that would defeat the whole purpose." We are proud when we can do something ourselves, fix an engine, do something in our house, learn something just from the YouTube or books. However, I think there is some kind of infectious helplessness when it comes to religion. I'll give you an example. I once taught a comparative religion class to undergraduates, about 32 of them. And I said, the goal of this class is not to believe, but to understand what each religion teaches, so that you will be able to discuss it intelligently. And for the first exercise, I said, take out a piece of paper and give me the definition of Immaculate Conception. They all wrote it down. I collected the papers, read them quickly. Nobody got it correct. The Immaculate Conception has nothing to do with the birth of Jesus, but most people think it does. If you notice, I'm not giving you the definition. Look it up. One of the things that I think many people have about religion is they don't study it. They think they know, but they are often mistaken. Let me give you some of examples of what I think people are mistaken about. Forgiveness is not weakness. And it is not saying that what a person did to you was okay. Jesus did not get up from the dead and said, "You know that crucifixion thing? Don't worry about it." Oh, no. He said, "These are my wounds. This is what you did to me. This is true and it was real." But forgiveness gives you the opportunity not to continue evil in your life, not to harbor anger or hatred, because when you refuse to forgive, you say, "I will use this as something bad in my life." So forgiveness is freedom for you and for the person who has hurt you. Repentance. You heard me speak about repentance. People often think, "I'll go to confession and the priest will punish me. He'll give me penance." No. You are never punished because of your sins. You are punished by them. Every time you do something dysfunctional, you say, "Hey, look at me, I'm stupid." That's exactly what it is. And you need to be honest about it. I am doing something I know is wrong, and I'm going to do it anyway. Repentance is the joyful approach to something I have done wrong by saying, "I believe my God can help me become a better person. And I will try once again to become a better person because I love you enough to give you a better version of myself. I am not lazy enough to say, this is the way I am, get used to it." So repentance is not about pain, but it's about love and courage and faith. And of course, you've heard me talk about guilt many times, right? Guilt. And people will joke, "Oh, that's Catholic guilt. I was raised by a mother who taught me to be guilty." Oy, Boże milostivi. Do not learn theology from comedians, but from theologians. Guilt in the soul is like pain in the body. If you've done something wrong, correct it or shut up. Say, I did something wrong and I'm going to keep on doing something wrong, but don't feel guilty. Guilt is just for those intelligent people who are smart enough to say, this is a time to make a decision, not to wallow in the feeling of feeling guilty and do nothing about it. It makes absolutely no sense. And pain. When people look on the cross and look at Jesus, they say, all they see is pain. For the Christians, pain never saved anybody. What was important on the cross is that while his friends abandoned him, while he was unjustly condemned, while people were laughing at him, our Savior and an innocent man decided to love and to forgive. He said, "The pain stops with me." The cross is the symbol that it takes intelligent men and women to stop the cycle of violence and to say, "I will not prolong the pain and the misunderstanding and the hatred that was aimed at me." This is the power of the cross. Pain never saved anybody, but love did. And the final thing is this. Question everything. When you look at someone you love, what's the very first thing you say? Who are you? What's your name? What did you do? If you love something, you question it persistently because you want to know something more about it. It is not a bad thing to question, to think, and to approach the faith. But every once in a while, I talk to some people who have left the church, and pardon me, but they got it so screwed up, I never would have joined the church they left because they never bothered to find out about it. The faith is meant for intelligent people who want to learn. If you want to become ignorant and refuse to learn, it would be sad to leave something you never knew. God is never served by ignorance because knowledge is some of the most relevant things in the world. And ignorance is some of the most irrelevant things in the world. So I hope you are encouraged to learn about your faith so you know what you believe in, and hopefully you'll be able to pass that knowledge on to other people. Slava Isusu Christu.